about Emes Torahs Batal Torahs Emes in Emes Kamar Torah and the Gemilas Chasadim of Shimonat Tzadik and so on. I guess I wanted to revisit a little bit the Inyan of Emes. Let's go a little bit weiter and then we'll see. Well, Kamoish Laidea Havoida Hu Toiv L'Shamayim V'chein Adayin Shudan Din Emes Lamit L'Tol L'Shamayim Shuinase Shutub HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisi Breishis V'Adea Toiv L'Shamayim V'Chein Adayin Shudan Din Adam Atzmei K'Shamayim L'Maila K'Neged Zeh Zohar P'Shimim Gamlil Ha'Emes. So, Avoda, the Kenzeh K'Neged Zeh is the Dayin and Nase Shutub HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is kineged the milus adam atzmei kashmana mila kineged the zochav shengamila emes shu milus temes atzmei kashehu ish emes right of emes. So of the three, the din is klape shemayim tov, emes is klape atzmei, and shalom is klape acherim. So Emes is the quality that's himself, kineged, which is Torah. So he says, Emes hu sh'or v'ashek hu soni mos, v'emes yesh hu metzias, v'ashek ein lo metzias. And Emes has a metzias, v'ashek does not have a metzias. The it's also interesting, the lashon here that Emes is something which is ohuv, and this is Sonui. You know, he's adding a few nekudas about Emes, that one is, it's the Milo person himself. Emes is Ohuv, and Emes is Shomitzis, Ashekein Lomitzis. And then he finishes off, and he says, Ukemoy Shazoch Hashem Natsarek, Gimel Chasson Shal Yodah Hu Toiv Labriyas, Kneged Shem Gamliel Zoch HaSholem, Shal Yodah Hu Toiv Labriyas. So, that he finishes off the parallels, and then he's going to explain the chilukim between those two inyanim. Even though each one is a hemshech of the mishnah before, there's a chiluk between what the world's miskayim and what the world's aymerah. That's his general pattern. I want to revisit this nekuda of emes that he's talking about. So last time we explained the union of teres emes as being much more intrinsic to, in other words, when I speak of something which is incidental to something, if I say that Reuven is white, he may get a suntan and turn dark, so white is not such an emes, even though it happens to be right now. If I say Reuven is tall, it's more emes, but that's not the etzemohus of Reuven. It could be Reuven, it could be not be Reuven. So as you go more and more towards the person himself, you as you hit on the kudis that are atzmi, you get emes. As you hit something external, you get less. You get in comparison as being less emes. I want to be oimid on the kuda. Here he spoke about Torah in general, klapi de bria. In Torah itself, we mentioned last time, there's a chelik of Torah that's called chachmas emes, which I guess is especially relevant to Pshimei Choyz Hilulu tomorrow. Lag Boima seems to be a kilu. That's the nekuda of the yichud of that day. This Torah is called Torah's Emes. So we said one has the last time that Klapi, the other has Beirim of Torah. The other has Beirim of Torah are incidental to our Metzius. We're saying that Torah helps us in our life, and the Hezberim that we have, the Taimim Mitzvahs, are Taimim that are incidental. It helps people get along, it helps me feel good, it helps me chulu v'chulu. They are correct, but they're not the actual Mitzvahs, whereas Torah, the Taimim of Torah al pi emes, are kill the Pnimis of Torah. I want to go one step further in the Haringit. The emes is like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so Bria itself, the word Bria comes from the word Bar, which means outside. The Bria was a thrusting of a Metzias Ki'ilu outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara refers to Bati Bray and Bati Gavoy, that there's two Sabin Anhogis. In Bati Bray there's Chedva, in Bati Gavoy there's Bechi. There is a sense in the world of outsideness. Now, in other words, the Bria, in so much as it affords for beings to be outside ones, different ones, and so on, has a certain punim of sheker. This world is called Alma de Shikra because the Metzias in this world is the chitzen of the Bria. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own Metzias Kaviyachol came through in the Bria in an oifen that seems to indicate something other. The Bria seems to indicate other in Yanim but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a world, there's people up in Bechira, there's Teva, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So the Metzias of the world itself hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's master him, and we live with the sense of reality that is the outside levush, which behedya is not the emes. in as much as it projects itself to us, chutzdik, it's not emes. Then the Bria also, to somebody who is discerning, the Bria ties into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalchim, and it can serve to be megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the world around you, you look and extrapolate inwards. So just like let's take a mashal of Milad Alma. If somebody's trying to fool somebody else, so for a silly observer, the person succeeds. Reuven went in the eastern direction, so I think he lives on the east. I saw Reuven run away from a crime scene. He lives in the east. He's driving a blue car. He owns a blue car. A person who is a deeper person says, Reuven is trying to run away. So if he's running in the eastward direction, by space he lives in the west, and he's trying to get away from the west and look like he's on the east. If he's driving a blue car, it's because his car looks nothing like it. He probably has a white motorcycle, and that's why he stole a blue car and drove with it. V'chein hola. In other words, it is possible from the world to extrapolate and to the hair where its connection to the Sheirish is, to the Makar is. So Torah itself has two panim. Min ha-pnim el ha-chutz. L'mashal, Asher was nageach ha-para. So my first shaila is, I'm standing here, I have Asher and ha-para all tangled up, and to everybody's bad luck, it's Reuven Shur and Shimon's para. And I've got to start asking myself, how would HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin in this case? What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to pass in this case? That's one derech of looking at the world. So I'm putting the chutz, the chitzen, as the ikar, and I'm using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen das to impose itself on the outside world, and that's the ikar. There's a second half, and that is where I take the chutz and say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that in a case of a Shoshana Sapara, this should be the din, what is it megala about the panemius of Dan Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about his chachma? If these are the mishalim, it's just like when a magid gives a mashal. So, hamoinam, silly hamoinam, like the muscle, and they say it over this, over the muscle, say over the joke, this over the this map. A chacham, where's it coming from? A good psychologist, when he listens to somebody comes along and says it's a shanda, that so and so this and that and that. A chacham says, what does it tell me about this person's nefesh if these are his expressions? So there, I'm taking the chutz and focusing inwards to know where did he come from. In Torah, it's the same thing. There's one mahalach that asks me, what do I do with this shoshan sapara? And there's a second mahalach that says, if shoshan sapara, this is the halacha, then how do I understand that Haggis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When am I supposed to be merachim? When am I supposed to be dan? What's a person of chayis? What's a person of chivas? So on and so forth. So Torah's emes is the Torah that takes the chitzonis of Torah, and we'll call it the interface of Torah, and I try to deduce the program from it. Same thing with a computer. A computer has lovely graphics, and most people get lost in the graphics. This jumps that opens up, this plays, and faket. Most people take the moving image on the screen or whatever it is, and they think ki'ilu it's alive, and they lose themselves in the false reality that's presenting. Somebody who is who's smart says to himself, hey, how did you get such neat graphics off the computer? What is the computer telling the screen to do that we're able to produce such a neat, what's its formula? That is, in Torah itself, both mahalachim. Certainly the first mahalach is to understand the chitzonis completely. If I don't understand the mashal, I can't understand the nimshal. But once the nekuda of Chochmas Kabbalah was to try to understand, like the famous Zayin in Rosh Hashanah when he speaks about the Seidus and Itkiyas, and he says, and if you'll ask me, how do I know this? Then I'll tell you that two ways. First of all, it's a Messiris from Sinai, and secondly, if you want to know what the emes is, from Malchusa de Ara, you can deher Malchusa de Rekia. That's you extrapolate backwards. So in the Chochmas Emes was the opening up of Torah to the hearing where Torah comes from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Talmid Rebbe Akiva, it says, it's interesting, I mean, it says they died because Lenago covered Zebazer. The Shalach HaKadosh says, fascinating, that the first 32 is Gematria covered. The first 30 days was covered, and the last days is Chai, Yudches, Chayim. The Pshat Lenonu covered Zemizeth, so one the hair of it is the Ben Amchaver, and definitely there was some Lakusa in Ben Amchaver. There's another Nekudin covered specifically for old Ben Amchaver is. If a person, Lamashal, by Acher, it says that why did he become an Epicurus? Because his father said, oh, if such and such a covet is what Talmid Chacham get, I want my son to be Talmid Chacham. First, my son had his bris, they were dashing in my son's covet, and if I get down, his father said, oh, if you have such a covet, I want my son also, and that's why he became Acher. So it's strange. I mean, male, if he would have had the Chvesi Hurim Roim, he would have had apikorshish thoughts, you say it expressed itself in the child. I mean, once it's covered, he should have become a very mechubadik rabbi or something. I mean, why is the Einish for covered to become an apikorshis, to become an acher? The answer is, covered is the chitzonius of some pnimistic achshivas. Every kavod is the mashal. If if a big, strong fighter comes down, if a wrestler comes down, I see his power by his rippling muscles and his big body and so on and so forth, and I know that he's a very strong person. A Melech comes down. The way I impress that the Melech of this huge country is coming is by the fanfare. I express his chashivas with the blowing of the horns and the military guard, b'chulu. Those are all trappings that the uniform he wears and b'chulu. Covered is always the chitzonius of some pnim that doesn't have a way of expressing itself. We give it something. So the head of the tribe wears a chashiva headgear and so on and so forth. That's the mitzvah of covered. And that's why covered is important. We have to cover the Torah and cover the Rav and cover the Hirim. Those are all because this world is a world of mamashes. The knowledge that our parents are very worthy of covered, the knowledge of the Talmud Chacham is worthy of covered, is not so, it doesn't so much impress us. But when we actually dress it up with some ginunim, that becomes a projection of it. But the problem is always, whenever you have a projection, if you tofes the projection as a dover bifnei atzmai, then you monotic it from the pnim and you make it into something else. Just like Avodah Zarah is, the Rambam says that Avodah Zarah started with the understanding that the Mesharsei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu need covet. First, he says it. In other words, they got lost in the chitzonistic expression, and instead of the chitzonis becoming a vehicle for extrapolating, you say, if somebody sees a very, very big Talmud Chacham, plays a Gadol HaDor, walk in and everybody stands in awe. So there are two reactions. One reaction is if so-and-so is standing in awe from him, imagine we must be. Someone was telling me, a person who Klirishin, he was there when Reb Chaim Eisner came to visit Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim would always insist on going to Reb Chaim Eisner. It was once or twice that Reb Chaim Eisner came there. He said the Chavetz Chaim stood outside his house for a half hour, dressed in Big Day Shabbos, waiting for Reb Chaim Eisner, and constantly checking his baguette to see if there's not chas v'sholom anything wrong with it to be makabel pnei Reb Chaim Eisner. So it gives you a sense. Imagine what Reb Chaim Eisner is if the Chavetz Chaim is standing beim beira beresa bezeya to be makabel panav. That's one cook. So the covet is machshev to you. It becomes a vehicle for the herring the pnim. The second cook is, well, that's really neat. I like it. It must be real fun to walk in and everybody stands up and says, oh, yay, yay. So that's what I want to do. It's besides the shiflos or the pchisos on a regular level, there's also an akira. It's taking the chachma and pointing it in the opposite direction. It's instead of going minachutz ala pnim, it's going minapnim ala chutz. That is the issue with that type of mahalach. So the lenogu covered zelazed, the fact that there was a drish of covered meant that instead of covered becoming the hechatimtza for Torah, Torah became the hechatimtza for covered. Reb Shimon Yochai was a tikkun on that inyan, or the tzura. In other words, when a person learns min apnim alachut al nashi sheikruli rabbi, that's the Qurban of Kovet, and that has no hemshech. When you turn Torah around and you say that Torah is a chetimtza to the hair, the pnim of it, which in our language means to the hair, the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a ticket to that. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in specifically Kabbalah meant that the learning of the Torah was in order to hear how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tayag Mitzvahs and Onashed Dinim. How do I deher in Choshen Mishpat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The tachos of Choshen Mishpat is not because an axe is so important. that's why the Torah is metapo with it. It's because emes is so important. It's because tzedek is so important that it expresses itself even to an axe. And if I handle the axe correctly, I deherd an akuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. That's the direction of it. So the real point of the Gila of Torah's emes is not simply another chelik of Torah, not a deeper chelik of Torah, not even a chelik of Torah that's misafik with Kaviyoch, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why it's unique. It's a direction in which the entire Torah faces. The direction of the Torah is from the outside inwards. So the first step definitely has to be from in to the out. This is what it says. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Sinai. How do I apply it to my backyard? But seeing it applied in the backyard, I need to deherit. In other words, the Torah is mitzvah l'chashabbos. So I have to, first thing I have to learn up the halachas and apply it to everything around me, to the stove and to the salad and so on and so forth. But now I have to take what's there and the Hera Kadosh Baruch Hu in it. Menucha is a matana from Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do I say Kadosh Baruch Hu in it? The Mahalchum Chachmas Emes went to take the chutz and to thread it back to the inside. So you have the covet is the first half of it. It's the first half because the Giluyim always start minachutz al aponim. So the Bria itself, let's go back to the Bria. In the Bria itself, you have two things. You have that which is the facet of a Bria is master part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's like a clothing that it's like a cloak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dons on the world to wear it. And then there is and then it goes back and the cloak itself can reveal what's inside. It says it's interesting. I mean, Torah is called Or also. Or it says is the ziv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took. It says where's the Or Niver from? So it says that the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off from the Salma of that he was wearing. And the Salma became the Or. Like it says, Oita Orka Salma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Or around him like a cloak, meaning it can hide the Makkah or can lead it back. Let me give another mashal specific to Or. If I turn a switch and a light goes on in a room, or better said, if a room is lit up, a room that's lit, I walk into a room that's lit up. Nobody sees the light. Everybody sees the table, the chairs, the sfarim, whatever. It's on second thought that you say the color in this room must be produced by a light of such and such a nature. Light, in shedding light on everything around it, tends to be master its own mitzvahs, and vice versa. So he says over here that Adam's own shleimus is through emes. Emes has mitzvahs, and sheker ein lo mitzvahs. I want to talk about this nekuda as well. A person's great issue with his self is mitzias. A person wants to be. It is the reason why every person resists Misa and does everything to stay alive. Nobody says, well, what's the point? If I'm dead, I don't know anything anyway, so what's the difference? A person resists dying. A person wants to exist and so on. Everything a person does, shame toiv, is an existence. And that's what the person wants to, and that's his mitzias. If a person is only nitfas terechitzaynis terechutz, he doesn't have any existence. Because whatever there's a shem chutz on it is sheker. A person is not really a body. So the body that he has, if he's nitfas to that as being his metzias, he's holding on to something that has no metzias. And as the years go by, he begins to be tofes more and more, and the person becomes less and less, he becomes unhappier. If a person dehares his self as being a chelka kaimimal and a shama, nitzitz, whatever it is, then he's tofes the emes sheboy, and then he becomes, he gets more and more of a metzias. If a person, let's give another example, which is very relevant. If a person looks to pattern his life after someone else's milus, because he thinks that they're neat. There was somebody who learned the mirror together with me who was a Balkishan, but not an Ely, by any sense of the word, but a Balkishan. There were a few people that were Iluyim. This person was terribly upset by it. He wanted to be an Iluyim. So he would go around, he'd memorize Ktsaisen with the Sif Cottons and shoot them at you wherever he had a chance, very rapidly. The reality of it was his whole life was living in nonsense. It was being nitfas to someone that wasn't emes. And the person still alive, maybe that's more alive, and there's still nothing came of it. I mean, it's because he was trying to be taifis the chutz that had no shaykhus to him. So if a person lives with the outside, he's living with sheker, and there's no chiyus to it, there's no. And it's called a header. It doesn't exist. It doesn't fit you. It's not you. And the mail, it's pust. It's nothing. If a person is teufis, the emes, then that's where there is metzias. This is me. It really exists. I can't just put it in the kud into the world of chesed. I'm so zibal chesed. Or avoda. Or such and such a combination of avoda. Which is, I mean, well, we can't categorize ourselves in. But very specifically, this is me, and it's what I'm supposed to do. So then I have an achiz in something that's a metzias. It says Reb Shimon Yochai when his nifta, the last words were Chaim ad ha'olam. So the pshat is because emes koy and shekel loy koy. When a person lives with nekudas ha'emes, then he's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then his tefisa is in the atzmius of it, and he's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's la'olam. If a person is nitfas to things that are not emes, then it doesn't lift. The shikra loikoi, emes koi shikra loikoi, is because it's because it has no metzias. It's only chutz, it's only chitzen, and therefore it's an illusion because you created for a while. If a person is taif, mashal ma'adavadayma, if a person has a shtigl teira, and this is the nekuda that he has, he may change the mashalim based on the audience. So if someone goes around and says that this person said this and this mashal, he had an audience once upon a time said this mashal, he thought of a better mashal than the other mashal. The mashalim change. But the nekuda doesn't change, and that's the point that he's saying over here. That Torah itself, that's the special yichud of Reb Shimon Yochai's chelak and Torah, is the gilui of this inyan, that Torah reveals us a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single nekuda in Torah, I extrapolate backwards and say, if this is what you're supposed to do here, then what are the middos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are supposed to be in play? So Mela, the Indian, the Giluyim of Hashem Yochai of Pnimis, besides Kabbalah as such, which is Be'etzim for Yechidei Sekula, there's a special knach of the angle in Torah. The chelik of, I would say it's the hashkafa on the Bria that he brought in. That Torah is not there. Torah is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the chutz. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the chutz to bring us back to the Panim. That's the tachos of Torah. And I guess we should be zeich in the schools of that day to have to be tayim some of that. Any questions?
Yeah, a few points over here. First of all, when it comes to Dinim Derabbanan and Siogim and Takonis, yeah, and these things, is there also this bechinas of some type of a pnimistic bechina, or is it only?
The Maral seems to say yes.
When Chazal were goes and Muktzah and all the, you know, and face, you can't climb a tree on Shabbos and all these things.
Well, I'll tell you, the Maral says it in a few special cases, and I'll tell you, the Maral says it in things like, whatchamacallit, Mayim Achreinim, in Mayim Mishainim, this is Kadashim Yisem Kedoshim, that Chazal gave us a, they built it on a pasuk. As Bechlal, the Maral explains the inyan of the fact that they can dash on a pasuk for something which is, sorry, something which is beheaded Rabbanan, and his explanation is this type of inyan, that it's kind of a it's a teichen there if they raise it. The Torah never brought it up lemaisa, and you know, it's the chachamim brought it into the world of lemaisa, but it has a teichen. I don't know if that has befits for all types of inyanim or not. Does it fit for, you know, are there not gazeres that a stampash exists? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Right. Also, the Mishnah Berurah in a few places, I just came across it in Hilchos Tefillin and Simchat Hei, he brings b'shem the Paisk and the Knesset Gedolah and others, that b'makom when there's a machlekes between the Gemara and the Kabbalah, so we paskin like the Gemara, not like the Kabbalah. Now, Lamaisa, he brings that, you know, the Arizal and others, you know, the Mekubalim did not go that way, and they paskin like the Kabbalah. So it can't be so simple as to say, you know, the Hezber of, you know, Leib HaShemayim, he, and, you know, and all that type of Torah to answer as to why. And if the Gemara is a Bechina, Epis a Bechina of Emes, and Kabbalah is Emes Lamite, what's Taka the Hezber in that? What's Taka the Pshat in that?
So, in the Olam HaMaisa, the difference goes to that inyan which is Olam HaMaisa. For instance, let's give another, for instance, give a mushel. If I want to explain something, but there are klal, I have two, let's say I can use two mishalim. One of whom is mitzad the marshal, the oilam will chap it better, but it may not be so clearly pointing out the pnim, or it may be a, or I'm going to use a marshal that's more precise, but the oilam is not going to chap it so much. So b'derech klal, the adifus of most people is to, is to pick the inyan that's a better, that as a marshal. In other words, if I'm noches, if it's a type of audience that the ikar is to explain, then I am going to take, I'm going to oversimplify and take the easier marshal rather than to run a risk and to take a marshal that's more accurate but not so well understood. In this world, in the world of halacha, what to do, the ma'isa sheyase, the difference is always, in that point of view, is first to do the Maisa al Pia at Tzara Yosetov in Prinus the Maisa. Then, you know, Mitzad Havana, in the world of Havana, Kabbalah takes precedence and it's called Chochmas Emes. In the world of Maisa, Halacha takes the precedence. So that's the.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very famous in Chabad, the Baal Tanya Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, you go bus a Paiskim, and in the city it says you go bus a Mekubalim. So the Velt says that, you know, it's Lishitase, Kilu, this he felt, you know, in the Mekubalim he held this, and this is, you know, that was the. In Halach he felt that you go bus Halacha, and in the Siddur, which don't be Kabbalah, he holds you go by the Kabbalah. But, you know, it doesn't answer, so what do you do at the end of the day? But I think that's the Mahalach.
Right, but I'm just don't understand. If Lamash Alpi Kabbalah, you know, one should sit when one puts Tefillin Shel Yad on, and Alpi, you know, Argamara, one should stand. I mean, the fact that they come out with two different conflicting maskonas.
Says that there is no steer, but you real, don't really understand it. So in, again, for doing lemaisa, the klal is b'derech klal that you go pasar halacha, because that's closer in tune with the olam ha'maisa.
Right. Just one more on nakudas then.
Sure.
Yeah. Just on a practical. Level over here, is there any makom for a person to involve themselves in Chochmas HaEmes before they've been tafis the full gamut of all of the Mishalim of Nigla? I mean, you know, I remember reading a few Igreis of the Ramchal saying that, you know, Rashbi was Tzavach Kekruchya, you know, Oysam Harekim, who were, you know, involving themselves in the Bar and the Kash and, you know, being Mazniach and, you know, the Mashiach will only come when people, I mean, is there any, I mean, some people say, look, I haven't finished Shas and Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch, and therefore there's no, and others say, you know, you have to do a bit of both. What's the, you know, what's the Mahalach? And,
I guess, Bizman is there, we work, it's like Masil Sishar, you know, you could say, well, till you don't finish the Hiras, don't go to Zrizas. You know, they're like different shittas on when you eat like cookies, do you eat straight through, do you eat first the top, then the cream, then this. It seems as if Bizman Hazeh, we don't easily, we can't do it that way. If you're going to wait for everybody to finish Kotar Kula and so on and so forth, it's not going to work. So there's a mahalach of we get some dagger of Talmud Chacham, learn a little bit of Inyanim, and then and so on and so forth. That seems to be the way in which people go with it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's and you see, you know, there's a feeling that if they get a little bit of a tam and a little bit of a geschmack in these Inyanim, it will go weiter. You know. It's so you do a little bit of everything, just like you learn Zahiris in the Ramchal, they learn Zrizus, they learn this. You don't wait to know it all, because you'll never know it all. So that's the way we do it.
Right. Okay.
Take care.
Take care.